Taxi.
Mm-hmm. Airport, please.
Great. Which country? Where are you headed to?
I'm going to...
The culture, that's include everything. The food, the languages.
I love variety of local dialects.
They are very, very kind people.
Friendly.
Very disciplined people.
And hospitable.
I love nature. It's full of varieties. It contains Sahara, jungle, lakes, rivers, coast.
The highway, Chalus, very beautiful. The Caspian Sea, beach.
Kish.
Mashhad is very beautiful. Holy city.
I like handcrafts, more especially pots.
Chiseling.
I love the food very much.
Like
Gourma Sabzi.
Chulu Kebab.
Iran, your attractive destination. In the name of God, dear listeners, welcome to the 202nd episode of this series, Iran, Your Attractive Destination. Today we get familiar with the city of Shahr-e-Rei. Stay tuned. As a reminder, it was said that Tehran province is comprised of 16 cities. The city of Shahr-e-Rei maintains an age-old history and has experienced many upheavals. In accordance to archaeological studies, the history of this city dates back to more than 8,000 years ago. Shahr-e-Rei has been recognized as one of the largest centers of civilization around the world. The city of Shahr-e-Rei is bound to Tehran from the north. Cities of Islamshahr, Rabat Karim and Zarandiye from the west. Cities of Varamin and Parkdash from the east. And the holy city of Qom from the south. Shahr-e-Rei is situated on the southern plains of Tehran and maintains a moderate climate. It maintains a geographical significance given that it is located within a fertile land engulfed by mountains and desert. In ancient times, this city bridged western and eastern Iran. Generally speaking, Shahr-e-Rei is currently an agricultural region. The presence of several towns in the vicinity of Shahr-e-Rei has excluded this city from the list of agricultural hubs and has turned this region into an industrial agricultural region. The lands of the city has taken shape from the alluvia of southern foothills of Tochal altitudes in northern Tehran and the alluvia surrounding Arad Mountain. These lands are fed by the aqueducts and channels which are further branched around the downstream of River Karaj. Currently, Shahr-e-Rei alongside Tehran is one of the important regional significant and religious centers, thanks to the presence of the holy shrine of Hazrat Abdul Azim Hassani, peace be upon him, who is one of the descendants of the Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. Moreover, the holy shrine of Imamzade Abdullah, peace be upon him, and the tomb of Sheikh Saduq, the renowned exegete of Holy Quran, are two of the other historical and religious sites of the city of Shahr-e-Rei the history of each of which dates back to several centuries ago. Historically, the ancient city of Shahrah-Rey can be named as one of the cradles of Iran's civilization. The items unearthed in the ancient site of the city, which belong to 5th and 4th centuries BC, show the city as one of the first centers of civilization in Iran's plateau. In the Book of Zoroastrians, Avesta, in regards to entry of Aryans to Iran's plateau and their terms of settlements, 16 lands have been named, including the city of Rey. In the age of Medes, Rey was known as Mardir Razi. Among the works of art which have remained from the Achaemenian era, Shahrah-Rey has been named on a number of occasions. Moreover, the inscriptions remaining from that period of time have also mentioned the name of the city. For instance, the Achaemenian king Darius, in one of his inscriptions, has mentioned Shahrah-Rey under the name of Braga, which proves the importance of this city in that period of time. Shahrah-Rey also progressed and developed in the Parthian era. As it is said, this city was the place of residence of Parthian kings in the spring season. Throughout ancient times, a devastating earthquake shook Shahrah-Rey and leveled it to the ground. This city was rebuilt as of 312 BC to 280 BC. However, the present-day city of Shahrah-Rey was built in the Sassanid era. Throughout the Sassanid era, this city hugely progressed. At the beginning of Islam's influence in Iran, Shahrah-Rey was a large city, and upon the acceptance of sacred religion of Islam by Iranians, this city advanced and developed more than ever. Historians and geographers have written many articles on the vastness of the city of Shahrah-Rey and the pre- and post-Islamic eras. For instance, a Greek author of 1st century AD, Isidore of Charax, noted that Shahrah-Rey is larger than the other cities of Medes era. The ancient city of Shahrah-Rey resembled other magnificent ancient cities such as Babylon in regard to grandeur. The cultural and historical background of the city of Shahrah-Rey dates back to 3rd millennium BC. The historical city of Rey was located en route Silk Road, which connected the easternmost and westernmost regions of the world in ancient times. Hence, it was home to a blend of ideas and beliefs. Many ruling systems, dynasties, and military powers Kaptanoi on this city, giving its huge wealth and strategic importance. Upon the advance of Islam and conquest of the city of Shahrarey in 22 AH, the regional people gradually converted to the sacred religion of Islam. Thereafter, the ruling caliphs paid special attention to this city. In the year 141 AH, the Abbasid Caliph Mansur sent his son Muhammad to confront the ruler of Khorasan who had rebelled against the Abbasid Caliph. In his mission, Muhammad resided in Shahrarey, sending troops to fight in Khorasan. He remained in Shahrarey till 144 AH. He once again travelled to Shahrarey in 146 AH and settled there till 151 AH. Thereafter, he returned to Baghdad. During those years, the plan for development of Baghdad was underway. Meanwhile, Muhammad Abbasi considered Shahrarey appropriate for development and made efforts to this end. The well-known traveller of 7th century AH, Yaqut Hamabi, in his signature book, has also referred to the development of Shahrarey in that period of time. The significant growth and development of Shahrarey commenced as of 4th century AH. Upon the empowerment of Bavaya dynasty, further importance was attached to this city. In fact, throughout the Bavayid era, Shahrarey was the political and cultural center of this dynasty, which led to promotion of science and literature in this city. One of the prominent cultural and political figures of Bavaya dynasty was the Wazir Sahib ibn Ibad. He was highly interested in sciences. More than 120,000 volumes of books existed in his library. The Irenologist Arthur Pope, in one of his books, has pointed out that the number of books in the library of this Wazir equaled the total number of books that existed across Europe in 10th century AD. Dear listeners, thanks for accompanying us today. Don't forget to tune in next week. Take care.